Thank you and good morning. The sheriff's office is searching for three men who are wanted in connection with a home invasion robbery incident at a residence on Island Mountain. Deputies responded to a 911 call at just after midnight on Tuesday morning and learned from the victims, a man and his wife, that the woman's son, 34-year-old Seth Morton Jr., had come into their home with at least two other men and attacked the male victim, Morton's stepfather. The stepfather was able to fight off the attackers with a bat, and the suspects fled the residence toward a waiting vehicle. One of the suspects fired a shot from a firearm while fleeing. The round hit the house, and the men fled the scene in their SUV. A neighbor had been alerted by the noise and used his vehicle to block the roadway. The three suspects were forced off the road. The men then fled on foot, and one suspect, 34-year-old Brett Swartzel, was located near the New Harris store and arrested later Tuesday morning. A be on the lookout has been issued for Morton, a white male adult, 5'10", with blonde hair and hazel eyes, and two other suspects are wanted in connection with the incident as well. Pacific Gas and Electric crews were on scene into the night on Tuesday after the driver of a Jeep Liberty hit a power pole on Substation Road in Ferndale while towing a trailer. At just after 3 o'clock in the afternoon, the driver, Nathan Town Fasone, failed to negotiate a curve in the roadway, ran off the road, and hit a power pole, which nearly brought the pole down. Electrical service to customers in the immediate area was interrupted and remained off as repairs were made to the pole. State Route 211 was also reduced to one-way traffic while work crews were on scene, and Town Fasone and his 3-year-old passenger were taken to the hospital for treatment of minor injuries. A traffic stop in Eureka on Monday afternoon resulted in the confiscation of 50 pounds of processed marijuana and the arrest of two Florida men. A Eureka police officer pulled over a Ford sedan driven by 37-year-old Shane Osborne for speeding at 5th and H Streets. Osborne and his passenger, Felipe Valencia, were visitors from Florida, and a search of the vehicle was conducted by the canine unit Maggie. That led to a search of the car and the confiscation of the marijuana. Osborne and Valencia were booked into county jail for possession and possession for sale. The sheriff's office is investigating another armed robbery at the 76 gas station at 1090 Murray Road in McKinleyville. Deputies responded to the scene on Monday night at just after 10:30 and spoke with the clerk, who reported that a man armed with a rifle had entered the store and robbed the place. The clerk said that he was in the cooler when the suspect entered the store, and as he came out, he saw that he was armed. The suspect then demanded the clerk open the register, and he complied. And as he did so, a customer walked in, saw what was happening, and turned around and walked back out. The suspect then took money from the register and fled the scene on foot. The suspect was described as a white male adult, 5'4", with a thin build and blue eyes, who was wearing a blue hoodie, a black mask across his face, and blue jeans. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. A man is convicted of murder. Jordan Christmas has more.
A federal grand jury has found that Michael Wilde is guilty of first-degree murder in the killing of one man in Neyland in the summer of 2010 and the shooting of a second man. The U.S. Attorney's Office issued a release on Monday announcing that Wilde was guilty of six felonies, including the shooting death of Mario Roberto Juarez Madrid and the wounding of Pedro Fernando Lopez Paz at a property he owned in Neyland. The two men were tending to a large marijuana garden with a third man, Christopher Biglow, and became unhappy with the working conditions. On August 25th of 2010, Wilde shot and killed Juarez Madrid and wounded Lopez Paz, who managed to escape and report the killings to authorities. Biglow also managed to flee the scene and was found by a jogger the next day. Wilde faces life in prison when he is sentenced in June.
If you follow only one person or organization on Twitter, and at KINS News we follow more than 120, you should follow the National Weather Service. From hazardous weather warnings to links about how the weather is studied and forecasted, to yesterday's tweet that the North Coast has seen its warmest winter since records were kept beginning in 1886. From December through the end of February, Eureka had an average temperature of 52.2 degrees, up a tick from the record of a flat 52 degrees in 1940. Both Mendocino and Del Norte counties recorded record highs for the three-month period as well, with both at 52.4 degrees. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.